Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message today, I want to talk just a little bit briefly about what is going on over here in Africa. We're having a wedding this week in our church, first wedding ever in Living Water Church, so we're very excited about that, and it's one of our pastors that's getting married. Boniface and his wife Elizabeth have been together for several years, and they have children together, but in Kenya, many couples don't get married because of all the complications with the government. It's very tedious, it's very complicated getting a marriage license, and so many people forego that here. And so the institution of marriage here is corrupted, just like everything else in Kenya, corrupted from the government point of view. And so anyway, Bonnie and his wife Elizabeth are going to get married in the church, and so that is going to be a wonderful occasion for them and a wonderful occasion for the church. So that is happening this week. And then also we're going to have a crusade in our little village of Makunda right after Christmas, right, possibly after the first of the year. We're going to have a crusade, so keep that lifted up in your prayer. And then we're going to be going over to Burundi and Congo. The Lord is calling me back to Congo. There's a lot of turmoil, a lot of rebel activity going on there in North Kivu State in the Congo. And so the Lord is calling me back there. I haven't been over there since about 2015, but the Lord is calling me to get my boots on the ground there and speak peace. And the apostolic calling is to go and establish the foundation, establish the framework that others can build on. And so I'm going to be going there, speaking peace, making decrees and declarations over the precious people of the Congo. So you can keep that in your prayers also as well. And then we have a trip planned to come to the USA this spring for Encounter ministry training. So hopefully we can get visas for the Kenyans that are involved and get over there for some training and be able to establish and conduct Encounter meetings here in Kenya after the proper training has been taken care of. So keep all that in your prayers. The children are doing fine. They got new bicycles for Christmas. If you have an idea that you'd like to support the children in the children's home, we have about 25 children, go ahead and send a Christmas donation. It could be a one-time donation, or if you'd like to do a monthly, that would be great. That would be even better. But a one-time donation, we can buy some Christmas gifts for the children, maybe new clothes, new dresses for the girls. And so if you would do that, you can stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for contact information, and we'd love to hear from you at that time. Well, today we're going to be talking about prophecies from the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah was sure enough a prophet of the Lord about 800 years before Lord Jesus walked on this earth. The Lord sent this man, Isaiah, to speak the words. And so you find in the book of Isaiah many incredible prophecies regarding our Lord and our Savior. And it's probably one of the main books, maybe the main book, that has prophetic significance regarding Jesus Christ. Talked about his life, talked about his birth, talked about his death on the cross, and all of these different aspects and facets of Jesus' life were prophesied 800 years. So contemplate on that. Think about that, that the Lord revealed to this man, Isaiah, the life and the death and the birth of Jesus Christ that many years before Jesus walked the earth. Well, the first one is one of the most incredible prophecies, probably, came through a king of Judah. His name was Ahaz, and this is in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 10. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." And then Ahaz said, "Hear now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you also weary your God?" In other words, in asking a sign, are you going to weary God? And then verse 14, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And so that is probably one of the most incredible prophecies in the whole Bible. Ahaz says a virgin, or in Hebrew it's interpreted the virgin, because we know Mary was a virgin, but she's the only virgin in the history of the world, the history of mankind. She is the only virgin that has ever given birth. And so it says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, Emmanuel means God with us. And so that is the name that was given in Isaiah 800 years before Jesus stepped foot on the earth, before Jesus was even a babe in the manger. His name was given Emmanuel, God is with us. Then Ahaz goes on to say, curds and honey he shall not eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. And so Ahaz is prophesying that he's going to be a righteous, even to the point of sinless man. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings. Well, I'm not going to go into that aspect of the prophecy, but that also was fulfilled a few years later. And so Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. He is God with us. He was God with us. And through the Holy Spirit, which he sent in his stead when he departed, God is still with us. And so I'm going to turn now to Matthew chapter 1, and this is a confirmation, a verification of that prophecy given by Ahaz. And Matthew 1 verse 22, now this, Matthew says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. That's a referral to that passage in the book of Isaiah. That all which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Well, we know that Jesus Christ is God, just as Jehovah the Father is God. And so his name was God with us, God walking with us, God talking with us, God being with us. And so that is his name, Emmanuel. And then in verse 24, goes on to talk about the birth. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. The angel came to Joseph and said, take this Virgin Mary to be your wife, even though it was very embarrassing, humiliating, even scornful for Joseph, because he had not known Mary in a consummate way. He had not known her, and yet the angel of the Lord said, take this woman to be your wife. She is pregnant, and she is going to give birth. And so Joseph was given revelation about the birth of this Christ child. And so Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel had bidden him, and took unto his self the wife, the Virgin Mary, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus, meaning Savior. So he was given two names right there in the book of Matthew, the two names being Emmanuel, God with us, and also Jesus the Christ, meaning our Savior. And so that is the fulfillment of the prophecy that was spoken in Isaiah. And we know that Jesus Christ was not born of a man, that is to say, his father was not a carnal man or a natural man. His father was the Holy Spirit, and his mother was the Virgin Mary. And so Jesus Christ is God. He was God. He is still God. He's totally God. When he was here on this earth, he was man. He was God incarnated as man, and he was also then the Son of God, but he was called mostly here, he was called the Son of Man because he went through the same trials, he went through the same tribulation, he went through the same struggles that we have here as carnal men, as natural men. He went through those struggles, and so he can sympathize with us in every situation, just as we go through struggles, just as we go through trials, just as we go through tribulation. So Jesus Christ has gone through those things before we encounter them, and so we can look to him for consolation and encouragement in every situation. Well, the next prophecy, turn over a couple of chapters to Isaiah chapter 9, and we'll take a look here at a prophecy given by Isaiah regarding other attributes and names of our Lord and Savior. We're going to start in verse 6, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And verse 7, "Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice, with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so this is another very astounding prophecy from Isaiah, and he's speaking about a child is born. Well, if you jump up to verse 1 in this chapter, it talks about the gloom will be upon her who is distressed, when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. He's talking about the light will come to this area of what we now call Israel, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. And so Jesus did come to Galilee. He was born in Bethlehem, but he was from Galilee. Joseph and Mary were from Galilee, and that's where they went back to after the birth. And so Jesus Christ is born, and then he takes it up in verse 6. "For unto us a child is born." He goes on to give Jesus five names: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So I'm going to look at those five names just a little bit more close and see how they impact us, see how they affect us, see what they can reveal to us about our Lord and Savior. And first, he's talking about his name shall be Wonderful. Well, beloved, his name is wonderful. Jesus Christ is wonderful. There is no comparing him to any person that was ever born on the earth or is living today. Jesus Christ is wonderful. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And though he sits at the right hand of God, we can still know Jesus. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do that today. Do that now. And beloved, don't put it off. If you are an unbeliever, or if you are just in a curiosity mode and you're curious about Jesus Christ as your Lord, get into the Bible, read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read those four Gospels. You can do it in just a day or two if you really are serious, and study them. See a little bit about the life of Jesus. Pick up God's Word, pick up the Bible, and read about our wonderful Savior. That's the first place to start if you want to read the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and find out about our wonderful Savior. You can also read historical books. Josephus was a Jewish historian that wrote a lot in the time of Jesus, and there's other many historical books. And in fact, Lee Strobel has written some books called The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, and The Case for the Resurrection. I believe he's written several books. He was a skeptic, an unbeliever, and he started digging into the story of Jesus. And the more he dug into it, the more he realized that Jesus Christ was who he said he was, he is who he says he is, and all the attributes of God are also attributed to Jesus. And so if you are a skeptic and an unbeliever, dig into it, look into it. I challenge you to look into it. You will find that you cannot prove anything about Jesus wrong. You cannot prove any contradictions about his life wrong. He is and he was the everlasting Son of God. And so the second part of that prophecy, the name is Counselor. Jesus Christ is our counselor. You can go to him in any situation. You can listen to the Holy Spirit who was sent by Jesus Christ, and you can know that somebody will listen to you. You don't have to pay money to have somebody listen to you. You don't have to pay to talk to him. You can talk to him anytime, day or night, in the darkness, in the light, any place. You can talk to him, and so he is our counselor. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart," or gentle and lowly in heart, "and you will find rest for your weary soul. My yoke is easy, my burden is light." And so, beloved, we all are heavy laden these days, it seems. There is so much coming at us from every direction, all kinds of mysterious illnesses and inflation and lots of financial pressure and all kinds of pressures from diabolical schemes against our children. And so we need a counselor. We need somebody we can talk to. We need somebody that can take our burden off of us. And Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden." Well, beloved, if that's you today, get to know Jesus Christ. Get to know him as your counselor. Start speaking to him. Give him your burden. Cast all your cares upon him. 1 Timothy 1:7, cast all your cares upon him, for he will care for you, for he loves you, and he will take your burden off of your shoulder. So that is our wonderful counselor. The next name is Mighty God. Jesus is God. He is fully God. He was also incarnate man, as I spoke, but he is fully God, and he was fully human, and he is still sitting at the right hand of God. This, some people say, because it says, calls him Mighty God, that we don't have a Trinity. Yes, we have Trinity. We have God the Father. We have God the Son. We have God the Holy Spirit. All have the same attributes. They are all in perfect unity with each other. They don't contradict each other. They don't go their separate ways from each other. Everything they do is to support and coordinate and cooperate with each other. They all have the attributes of God, and so that's why Jesus is called Mighty God. Read the miracles in the Gospels, the book of Matthew, the miracles, the book of John, the miracles, and you will see he had to be Mighty God. He had to have the attributes of God in order for him to be able to do those miracles. Jesus said about himself in John chapter 8, verse 28, Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me," speaking of his Father, "he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." And Jesus says in another scripture, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He wasn't speaking that he and the Father were the actual same thing. He's just saying in essence, in attributes, in our purpose and our presence, we are the same. We are both God, Mighty God. And then the next is the Everlasting Father. Jesus is, because he is Mighty God, he also has the attributes of our Father. We can talk to him in any situation. We can go to him, and he is our Everlasting Father. The Bible tells us that Jesus was there from the foundation of the world. He was not created by Jehovah God. He was not created at any point in time. He was there from the foundation of the world, and he will be there on the last day, whenever that is, when the new Jerusalem comes down. Jesus will be there at the millennial reign. Jesus will be reigning for 1,000 years. He will be there. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be in heaven with him, sitting down with him at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and you will dine with him. You will sup with him. You will enjoy all the privileges, the blessings of heaven with Jesus, and he is there today. If you're to go to heaven today, either by some accident, or maybe this is your day to go, and it is your last day here on this earth, you will see Jesus if you know him. If you have confessed his name, Jesus said, "Confess me before men, and I will confess you before my Father who is in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father who is in heaven." And so Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. He told us in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." And so Jesus said, "I'm the way. If you want to get to heaven, if you want to get to the Father, you have to come through me." And he told in that same chapter 14, verse 1, he said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself. I will take you there." And so Jesus is making a way for you to get there. He has made a way through his blood on the cross for you to get there. And he's also preparing a place for you to live for all eternity with him. And then the last name that was given Jesus was Prince of Peace, there in the book of Isaiah, the Prince of Peace. Beloved, wherever Christians go, there is peace. Can you imagine this world without Christians? Can you imagine this world without hospitals and clinics and churches and all kinds of Christian outreaches, missionaries? Can you imagine this world without those things here to restrain the evil that is here on the earth? Without the restrainer here, when the restrainer is taken away, evil will just erupt and exponentially increase to where this earth will not even hardly be habitable. And so Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. John 14, verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." And Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful," because when you have the Lord, when you have the peace of the Lord in your heart, in your mind, in yourself, you can then find peace on this earth. And if you don't have the Lord, trouble and trauma and trials will just about consume you, and it does for many people. They just can't stand up to the strain. They turn to alcohol, they turn to drugs, they turn to suicide. And so their life ends in a desperate way and in a traumatic or dramatic way that is not the will of God. And so Jesus said, "My peace I leave unto you." One of the pieces of the gospel armor are the shoes of peace. And so when we have that peace in our heart, in our mind, in our life, we can go places and bring peace into that place because we have the anointing of Jesus Christ. We carry that anointing of peace into situations where there is a lot of trauma, a lot of stress, even warfare. And so that's one of the reasons God is calling me over to Congo, is to bring peace, to speak peace over that place, put my shoes on the ground there, and to speak peace over that place. And hopefully then the Lord can use people, their prayers, their decrees, their declarations to bring peace for the people of Congo. So those are the names that Isaiah spoke, names that even today we read these now, 2,800 years later, we read these names and we know that our Lord and Savior is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, and he is coming back again. Beloved, I hope you pick up your Bible this week, read it. Don't just spend all your time shopping and making cookies. Pick up your Bible and read it. Get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We would invite you to partner with this ministry. We'd love to hear from you, a one-time donation, or become a monthly partner. Help us take the gospel to the nations of Africa. Help us take care of these children, these orphan children and abandoned children. We'd love to hear from you. You can sit down, write us out a check today. Let us know you're listening, and we would love to hear from you. Do it today. In this time of giving, don't forget to give to those who are taking the gospel to the nations of the earth. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.